This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And we appreciate all the over-the-road truck drivers out there, too, doing their job. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Well, I'll be doing the pledge by myself because we don't have a guest scheduled in this segment. But here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it too. Now, I'm going to have a question of the hour here. And if you want to opine, I'm going to be keeping track. 877-969-8600. The question is going to be, would we be better off drilling for more oil or buying it on the open market? I'll do it again. Drill, baby, drill, yes or no, or just go out and buy it, yes or no. How's that? 877-969-8600. So that's your choice. You can give us a call, let us know. Now, Jen Psaki, the gift that keeps on giving, very pathetic. Gas has hit a record high. And she's out there trying to tell you that the reason it's that high is because of all these leases that haven't been utilized. Now, there just is no means by which these people won't go to just try to tell you something to fill the airtime instead of telling you the truth. And that is that this all started this time around with Joe Biden. Oil was $37 a barrel the day he got inaugurated and was sworn into office. The price of gasoline since that same day has gone up $1.14 a gallon and still going up. And what's the first couple of things he did? Number one, he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. Number two, they stopped with all the extra leases they had around on the government lands. Number three, they decided that they weren't going to be buying and getting American petroleum products, that it was easier and cheaper for them, from whatever standpoint that they had figured it out, to do it by buying from Saudi Arabia, buying from Russia, buying from whoever, instead of getting our own oil, which we all know, under Donald Trump, we were energy self-sufficient. And they keep trying to tell you, no, we weren't. That happened under Joe Biden. No, it didn't. Need to pay attention. Because, make no mistake about it, while the most recent spikes are no doubt related to the Russian invasion, the prices had already been rising a tremendous amount before that. So the Biden team just can't wiggle out of this deal. Moreover, if Biden had mishandled everything regarding Russia to begin with, we wouldn't be stuck in the mess that we're stuck in now. Think about that for a minute. Don't think too hard, though. It might hurt your head. So, the Biden administration is going to do everything that they possibly can except make America anywhere close to being energy independent. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was under President Donald Trump. Releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve doesn't do anything to solve the long-term issue. 30 million barrels a day is what it takes. What Biden said he'd released. Guess what? Didn't do anything, did it? He released the oil, and what happened to the price? It went up. Didn't do anything. Didn't do a thing. So, the problem can be solved. And oh, by the way, anybody know, has anybody heard about Alaska? We got all this oil up there in Alaska, and we just aren't using it. Why don't we try to get some of that going? It works for me. But then again, what do I know? I'm just a former fire rescue captain, former trucking company operator, and talk radio host. What do I know? All right, 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. Do we drill, baby, drill, or do we just buy the oil from Russia or somewhere else?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, we are going to take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends up there in Newport Richey at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, Moss Nissan, Dave Moss Jr. and the crew up there got a great bunch of people, and it's no wonder why they're doing so well when it comes to sales, because every time I turn around, I'm getting a phone call from Sean, the general manager up there, general sales manager, saying, hey man, we got a customer coming in, come on up here and shake their hand, they want to meet you. So there you go. But it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the upper Midwest, as well as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, no doubt about it, Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan's policy, simply trying to be the best they can be, and they will not be beat when it comes to price and customer service. They'll do their very best to do what they can to keep you there as a customer. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection either. Hundreds of vehicles there right now. I'm sure they got something there for you. And certified, let me tell you something. The pre-owned vehicles that are there, wow. If you've got a pre-owned vehicle that's in pretty good shape, it's worth about 35% more than it was 6 months ago, because of what's going on with the value of things and whatnot. So you can get yourself some extra money and get yourself a fine ride to ride around in. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. We're active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. All get great deals. And don't forget, the flagship location for Moss Nissan is Newport Richey, followed by Crystal River. And then Moss, Acura, and Moss Nissan side by side in Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, they're building a brand new Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville to the west of the Veterans Expressway. It'll be open probably in a couple of months or thereabouts. I'll be going up there for the grand opening and whatnot. Can't wait. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Don't forget, Newport Richey's only 40 miles north of Tampa, up the Veterans Expressway or up U.S. 19. You can go up there and save thousands of dollars on your vehicle purchase. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, joining me right now, surprise, we have the Sports Zone quarterback, a.k.a. the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Nice to be with you on a Wednesday morning, sir.
Now, let me point something out to the listeners here, because they may or may not be aware of what's going on. So we're sitting here. The Buccaneers are all wondering what's going to happen with Tom Brady. To that, I say, I don't think he's going to play in Tampa again, period.
I would agree with you. I think his time here is done. And he might be done completely, Captain. I mean, how much more does he have to prove? It would have to be a really sweetheart deal that's going to make him happy and also keep everything, you know, copacetic with the family. So that's going to be his decisions coming up. But talking about quarterbacks,
yeah,
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers agree to a four-year, $200 million deal. And Davante Adams got labeled the franchise tag, so those two will be together again. And that puts them in a nice position to see if they can win the NFC this year. And they've been there so many times and just come up short. But what's going to be very interesting, Captain, is the Broncos agree to acquire quarterback Russell Wilson.
Yeah. What a move that's going to be. What a move that's going to be for them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to turn out well or not. We shall see. Is it going to turn out like Matthew Stafford going to the Rams, or is it going to be just another trade that really doesn't do much? There was talk that Russell Wilson was going to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but obviously that never materialized. I think Bruce Arians is very happy with, you know, Kyle Trask and Blaine Gabbert. He had Blaine Gabbert in Arizona. He's been under Tom Brady now for a couple of years. He's been in the system, you know, for 5 years behind Jameis Winston, and also now behind Tom Brady. You know, maybe the guy's ready to play. Maybe it's his time. We shall see. So that's going to be a very interesting scenario. And the Broncos let Drew Locke go, their starting quarterback, go to Seattle. We'll see if maybe Pete Carroll can do some magic with that young man. I think he has some talent. You know, Detroit Lions got Goff from the Rams for Stafford. That really didn't do much for the Lions, but again, they didn't have much around them. I don't think people realize, Captain, you have to win with a quarterback in this league, but you better have some contributing key components or you're just kidding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. They got him. Stephon Diggs from the Vikings, that helped him out tremendously. They got the running game going. The defense has gotten better. That's going to be real curious to see how everything shapes up now in the NFL. A lot of things going on. Should be a fun year. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about that division with the Broncos, you have the Chargers, Mike Williams. He agrees to a three-year, $60 million extension. Him and Herbert could be the next Rodgers and Davante Adams, Captain. So see what happens there. So that's, you know, pretty much what's going on in the NFL. I want to do a shout-out to Mr. Ovechkin. He ties Mr. Yager with 766 goals, third all-time in NHL history. It's pretty impressive, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is one heck of a player.
I got one for you.
Go for it, Cap.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh said yesterday that the door is closed on his potential return to the NFL.
Yeah, for this year. Just like Aaron Rodgers is set in Green Bay for the next four. You know, it's kind of funny, Captain, how all this has turned into a soap opera in some respects, sports. It's not sports like you and I knew it back in the day. It's it's more just entertainment. And, I mean, I get that, but I wish we could get back more to the sports days. That's just one guy's opinion. I don't like them, mm-hmm. you know.
What do you think about college football players transferring from one school to another to pair up with a coach and maybe start for the team? What do you think of that idea?
I'm okay with it, Captain. If a coach can leave and go somewhere, why can't a player? No, I don't like double standards. I always had a problem with that. That always used to be hypocrisy to me. And then back in the day, you know, the coach could get cute by doing a lot of illegal things, and he could move on to another school. Those kids were hamstrung at their college for the next few years. I think they made some good changes in that department. Speaking about colleges, looking forward to March Madness. A lot of key basketball games. Past couple days, Captain, decide who's going to represent in the March Madness tournament. I think that's going back to the more truest form of college sports, is college basketball from a team standpoint. Really, really good. I enjoy watching those guys. Mm-hmm. And, speaking of that, you know, if MLB's not going to get their head together, Captain.
Well, wait a minute. I got some news about. I got some news just came over the wire here for about MLB. It says, and here's okay. the headline. It says, despite the vitriol, MLB owners and locked out players are closing the gap.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, they better wake up, because people start going to the minor league games and the college games and just say, heck with MLB.
Well, I already am. I've got my minor league tickets. I'm all set to go. It's very affordable to buy one of the boxes there and go there and be able to see things. And there you go.
Yeah, support these kids coming up, because, you know, they work hard, and not everybody can make it to the show. And they try to, you know, play hard, give 100%. So let's support them. Great idea, Kathy. More people need to get out there and do that in their communities and support these young men. It's very, talk about entertainment. It's a very nice entertainment for your dollar compared to, you know, you can go to a minor league game and probably get out of there for $20, ticket, hot dog, and a beverage. You go to a major league game, you're looking at $100, Captain, when you bet in the parking and everything else. So, it's not a bad bang for your buck, to say the least. So, some very good stuff there.
All right. Well, here comes the music. Patrick Kylan, right. Give me your phone number to get a hold of you.
Yeah, please give me a call at 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052. If I can help you out with any insurance questions, I'd love to meet with you over a cup of coffee.
We'll talk to you on Friday. Thank you. All right, Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback, insurance quarterback. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Russian invasion continues in Ukraine, United Nations warns Ukraine is facing a growing humanitarian crisis. With reports of tens of thousands of Ukrainians are without food, water, and heat. President Zelensky talking to UK's parliament via a translator.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting.
After Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. Not only do we give money, but 72% of Americans help strangers. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, this segment brought to you by Relief Factor. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? How about seven? Truth is, I know there's millions of people out there. In fact, some say over 100 million struggling with some kind of pain. Maybe from exercise or from just getting older, or maybe it's something that you had, an old injury that just won't go away. Now, I got an idea for you. How about checking out Relief Factor? They are on a mission, and you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they were doubling down on what they literally wanted to double their total number of happy customers in the next year. Now, they gave me a website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there and take a look at all the different products they have, as well as the new additions they've had to the product line. And for $19.95, you can get started with a three-week quick start on Relief Factor. Now, it's still what it's been when I first showed up, 1995. It's the same price, and they're going to leave it right there as far as I know. They told me no plans to raise it, even though everything else is going up. That's less than a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. And believe me, inflammation, swelling, pain, this product will go right straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it's good for you. It's healthy. By the way, it's drug-free. No narcotics in this. Nothing. You take it. You're doing good. Your head's clear. You can still see things. But the important thing is that you're no longer in dire pain. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try. All you got to lose is pain. That's all. So, Joe Biden has ignored his policies that have helped to bring in the high gas prices. And he's blaming the oil companies and Vladimir Putin for all his trouble. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just really nice? Now, this is what Biden had to say. Let me say this to the oil and gas companies and to the finance firms that back them. We understand that Putin's war against the people of Ukraine is causing prices to rise. But it's no excuse to exercise excessive price increases or pad profits of any kind when the effort comes to exploit the situation or American consumers. Now, Russia's aggression is costing us all. You see, there's no time for profit-sharing or price gouging. And I get that. But you can go to the website for the prices for all the gasoline and oil and all that stuff. And for crude oil, too, by the way. It's oil-price.net. Oil-price.net. Take a look and see what the price is. Right now, Brent crude is $127.98 a barrel. And West Texas crude is $123.70. What is astounding here right now is what's happened to the price of diesel. Right now, the wholesale price at the refinery is $4.44 a gallon for diesel, or number two heating oil, as some refer to it as. It's $4.44 a gallon, which is nearly 60 cents a gallon higher than gasoline. Why? Why? It costs less to get a gallon of diesel than it does gasoline. But yet they're socking it to them. Now, these are the trucks again. If the trucks are going to pay that kind of money and they don't get the mileage to begin with, what do you think is going to happen to the fuel rate? Or the freight rate, rather, with the surcharge that they can charge. What do you see? If you think your prices are high now, they're going to go up again. And we got to get a hold of this. We really do. We have to get a hold of this. The sooner, the better. Because the White House just does not understand the complexity of business. We sell into the market. They don't sell us. We sell them. And we have to understand that oil, the commodity that causes everything else to go up, is right now running the show. Russia's war against the Ukraine has added a premium to the price of crude on the global market of $15 to $20 per barrel and promises to add more because the conflict has been extended. But I remember when Biden came in, the oil prices were $37 a barrel. And they'd already risen by $60 before Russia's invasion due to the supply and demand factors that were over there. So think about all that. Okay, let me drift over here real quick. Let's see, where's my clock? Okay, is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, what's going on, sir? Thank you. Yeah, no. Breaking protocol here. I'll do push-ups later. Hey, real quick, you're talking about oil and oil prices and diesel, okay? I don't think people aren't aware that the rest of the world runs on diesel. Very few countries, only in the
sure
Western
they do.
World. Very,
Sure they
very
do.
Very few parts, right, because it costs more to refine that gasoline or that crude into a higher, how should I say, railroad train, shipping ships. Exactly. So you got diesel is highly in demand. Plus all the EPA or the environmental standards in Europe, just using them as an example, but a lot of that stuff runs on diesel. So that's the high priced commodity now.
Yeah.
Gasoline in the United States is not gasoline. It's a blend with corn. So what does corn need to grow? Fertilizer, oil makes fertilizer.
Yep.
You have to grow the corn, and then you got to ship that corn to the refineries, and you know to the processing facilities, etc.
Yep.
So I think that's one of the reasons diesel can look like it's skyrocketing, which it is. Now here's one thing. Several years ago, China was attempting to sign a deal with the state of Alaska. You're talking about Alaska, and that deal went dead because oil was low at the time. The price of oil was low. And if I'm not mistaken on your show, this is, I don't know, maybe a couple of years back, you're talking about if oil prices don't reach a certain minimum level, then it becomes cost prohibitive to actually drill and,
That's correct.
The market, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that deal was killed by Alaska and China. It was a non-binding agreement, but it was killed because it wasn't profitable at that time to complete it. So there's BP, Sunoco, or Conoco, ExxonMobil and stuff. They're all drilling on the North Shore. And I'm wondering where that deal is going to go now because they wanted to build, and this, people can look this up, oil Alaska export. All this stuff starts coming up to look into this. I'm wondering, they were waiting on an environmental study on that North Shore. Again, the deal went dead because it was like 40 plus billion to get it going off the ground, but it's only 800-mile pipeline, and they're looking for joint companies to sell liquefied natural gas to China. Well, that's in competition against Russia, who's one of Asia's leading exporters of liquefied natural gas. So all this is my opinion now, I'm just Joe Schmo, all this China, CCP looks like it's going to come out on top on all this global strife because what's China run on? Diesel.
Yep.
Okay, again, it goes back to diesel. I feel that this is almost, I'm going on a limb, it's just being done on purpose to elevate China as the global leader. You got Russia, China, and the subcontinent of India that's all competing for these resources.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a heck of a lot more mouths to feed mm-hmm. and people to move than just to bring this home,
and then I'll let you go, but just to bring home.
Yes, sir.
The price of gasoline coming out of the refinery is $3.68 a gallon. 76 cents a gallon higher, you have diesel coming out at $4.44. Never should be that way. Never.
Never. No, it shouldn't be that way. Exactly. It's almost you want to develop the world, you need to lower diesel costs.
All right, got to let you go, and I will.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, Eric. That's Eric in East Tennessee. Up there, where they're probably going to get a little bit of snow by the end of the week. All right, we're coming back with the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Don't go anywhere. He'll be on, and we'll be talking about some different things. And got to keep your eyes on the prize right now, boys. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and before I get to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, I want to tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Vines and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam, the red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. And all their shades, blinds, and shutters are made in the USA. And they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. The big box stores don't want to do that, but Dominic's will. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. You can also stop by and remember when you go to the store that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Again, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They are a great group of people there, and they really know what they're doing. Okay, Mr. Real Estate and Mr. Consumer Quarterback, and your problems are right now, your phone should be ringing off the hook because of all this gas stuff, and people want to know how to report gas gougers.
Well, yeah, not so much. More people ringing the hook because of the inventory shortage on the real estate side, but yeah, gas is definitely it's sad to see what's happening to our economy.
I don't know anybody complaining about real estate because you know what they're doing?
What's that?
They're buying a motorhome or a mobile home or a trailer, and they're just putting it somewhere, biding their time. That's what I know is going on.
Yeah, if you're in a position, you can do that, you know, but a lot of people are, you know, trying to move down and relocate. And unfortunately, it's kind of a catch-22, people trying to sell their home in Tampa Bay. You know, maybe you downsize or move closer to work, closer to the beach.
Yeah.
They can't find a place to move to, so they're taking their home
and
off the market.
That's the other thing I've noticed over by me. All of a sudden, people are coming down here with these 30, 35, and maybe some are even 40-foot-long fifth-wheel campers, and they're setting them up, and they're living in them, and they're going to do that until they can find a house that they want.
Yeah, that's right. The inventory shortage is there. It's real. It's a big problem. Challenging situation for a lot of people, and yeah, it's ongoing. It's been going on for a while, and I don't see it slowing down. You know, the rates ticked up also. Interest rates are ticking up, so you know, and we're inching towards recession.
Now, home building is still really up there, isn't it? We're still getting a lot of homes built.
Yeah, the challenge is though just getting all the resources, getting the trusses for the roofing system, and you know, it's still contractors are still talking about supply chain issues, labor as well to a certain extent, and especially those that want to scale and grow, they're having an issue, being able to do that and build their business because of the bad, policies of the Biden administration.
Yeah. By the way, down there by Lakewood Ranch, the last time I was down there, and I'll be down there in another week, they were literally everywhere. I mean, the houses that were going up and the crews that were running around doing what they were doing, and just everything very active, very busy, and I was surprised because there must have been, I'm just going to take a wild guess and say, there was a couple of hundred homes that were under construction down there.
Yeah, definitely. You see those construction starts, you see development happening. It's, unfortunately, some areas are putting moratoriums in because they want to try to balance out, industrial properties and the ones that are going to produce jobs with the properties that are going to produce and be built, you know, single-family homes or townhomes,
yeah,
things of that nature.
And then the other thing that I saw was apartments. They're still building apartments that are 4 and 5 stories tall. All around down through there and other places. So that apparently is still very much in demand.
Yeah, apartments. A lot of people are, you know, they're moving into apartments because they can't find their home and they're renting. And that's one of the challenges, too, that people are having is they're being forced into renting situations they'd rather buy, but they're competing with Blackstone, BlackRock, a lot of these big hedge funds. That are operated by the, the institutions. A lot of times I call them evil institutions because they're buying up properties that normally a veteran could buy with a VA loan or a first time home buyer could buy, and they're competing. So, you know, when the seller says, hey, I got cash here, or I can wait on this loan to close, most of the time they take the cash.
Well, I was going to tell you, that's what I've noticed, and that's what I've been told by a couple of my realtor friends over across the bridge, that people just come up and they go, how much you want? And you tell them, and then maybe they try to wiggle you down a little bit. They said, okay, I got the cash right here, and they give them the money, and that's it, end of story.
Yeah, they're taking cash, and there's
or they write them a check.
They're selling above ask price in many cases or multiple offers, especially if they market it properly and it gets on the MLS or it gets into a good realtor's hands. Properties aren't lasting very long, and people know that they have, the upper hand. And some sellers, unfortunately, aren't being realistic either. I mean, I've got, some deals I've done in the past where, it's like it's a great deal and they pass it up. No, we'll just wait. And they don't take any consideration into the amount of time, effort, and energy that the realtor has put into getting that deal. And they just get cocky, and unfortunately, it's a part of the process.
Well, see, that's when you gotta wear the pants with the holes in them and get your hair all messed up, and you ought to have a 1949 pickup truck with some windows knocked out or something like that, and then they'll feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I wish. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting though, because there's good offers on the table, and people pass them up sometimes, thinking that there's a better offer coming.
Yeah, I remember Petticoat Junction. You could be like Mr. Haney.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what they say. dress down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Show the wealth.
All right, well, I want you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, perfect. You can call me on my hotline. It's an off-air number. It's 813-917-1894. You can call or text that line. It's 813-917-1894. And our website is consumerqb.com. For the radio show, consumerqb.com. And for our real estate business, it's Platinum MVP, Most Valuable Property Team, MVPteam.kw.com.
All right. Thanks very much, Brandon. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Captain. Appreciate you, man.
Take care.
You too.
Okay. That's our friend Brandon Rimes and ConsumerQB.com. He's got the show, the podcast. He's got a little television broadcast goes on there, too. Go over to the website. You'll see all of that. All right. Get ready, because here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go!
Well, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Biden, you suck. You're like a bad football coach, okay? You suck. Let me tell the Republicans, you suck worse. Okay, Rick Scott, who I love, you should be having 30-second radio spots saying gas prices, okay, no oil independent. Donald Trump, if Donald Trump walked into White House today, gas prices would be cut in half because we would have our own oil independence, okay, like we did before, okay? So don't blame the gas company. Blame your own stupidity, Joe. Your lies aren't flying, okay, in the face of black America, okay? Because why Spike Lee wears his 1619 hat and Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King all sell us out, okay? There was Scarborough the other day. Scarborough, another hater of the Republicans, saying, why are we not drilling for our own? He didn't want to come out and say Trump. He said, why aren't we drilling for our own oil? Scarborough, I would give you some credit, but tomorrow I know you're going to stab me in the back and tell me how good Joe Biden is. He sucks. He should be fired. He's a national security risk. And Donald Trump, you should toughen up and be on every radio show calling out these frauds and telling these fake Republicans, get off your ass and get to work to save the American people. Let's go.
All right. Thanks very much. And that's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate his passion. And I'll tell you what, there's you know, I'll tell you, we got to do something here, folks. We really do. This has got to be about America. We've got to start thinking about America and being an American first. And why in the hell we're buying oil from anybody is beyond me. We don't need to. And Joe, if you want to suck down the green pill and have the green energy, then why don't you go somewhere where they want it? We don't want it here. We're just fine, thank you. We were just fine before, and we'll be fine again. No, by the way, did somebody tell you you're not going to be reelected, even if you think you're going to run? But anyway, I digress. Okay, this has been the Captain's America Third Watch, all about America, folks. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.